Blench Bumps.
Cam FM.
And they're off. Right, there we go. We have the start. Emma looking very strong, pacing on, chasing up behind Christ. Kat is following on from Emma. Got a bit of a space behind them at the moment, but looking very strong. They are putting up pace, actually. Emma are going to have to keep going and not catch any crabs or anything of the such. And I have just got Hughes Hall M1 racing on past me with a big space between Hughes Hall, who are being followed by Churchill. Churchill looking strong, but we have got Claire Hall M1 who are right on their tail. Maudlin, right. Maudlin M2 catching up on Claire Hall. So we've got quite a tight race here. I think we've got a lot of whistles going off. So I think that Maudlin have got a very high chance of catching up with Claire Hall, and there being a bump possibly around the corner. Maudlin are safe from a bump at the moment, with Lady Margaret quite far behind. First and third, again, far behind Lady Margaret, actually. No potential bump there for a while, I don't think. But we've got a lot of excitement just around the corner. I can't see. Jack will be the one to tell us what's happening there. But we haven't had any bumps that I can see so far. In fact, all the boats are quite nicely spaced out. Who have I got coming past me right now? I think we have got Fitz coming past me right now, who are being followed by Darwin sort of quite closely. That might be a bump. But let's go on to Jack to see what's happening further around the corner, Jack.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm at the grassy corner at the moment, and Christ M2, they've closed it down to about half a boat length with Emma M2 as they come into the plough reach at the moment, and behind them you've got St. Cat's M2. But as you said at the very start, Hughes Hall M1, there's a big gap between them and St. Cat's M2. It doesn't look like they're going to catch them today, to be honest, with their blade still. But Theo is round at first boat corner. Theo, what's going on round there?
We've actually lost Theo, Jack.
No, Theo, by the look of things, in which case we'll stay on the reach at the moment as Emma M2 are closing down on Christ M2. The Swan's having to get out of the way on the plough reach.
Molly.
Cats take an incredibly wide line round there. Hughes M1 might be able to chase them down as Churchill come round. It looks like we have now got overlap between Christ M2 and Emma M2 as they pass the plough. But after Churchill, we have lost everyone through two. It looks like Lady Margaret M3. So it looks like Maudlin M2 did eventually manage to pass Claire Hall M1. Molly, just quickly down at the start, is anything else going on down there?
But down at the start, I have now had all boats pass me with very few bumps. I think we might have had something just around the corner, but I can't quite see. So I'm going to follow up on that. Hold on. But back to you, Jack, because I think you've probably got more happening.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it doesn't look like we've got Theo still, unfortunately, but going into the plough reach, Christ M2 and Emma M2 have disappeared round Dipping Corner. There was definite overlap on the plough reach. I think they were making them work for the bump. Not sure if that bump's happened. We'll get that and confirm results later on. The confirmed bump we do have in this division is Claire Hall M1, who got bumped by Maudlin M2 after that. Lady Margaret M3, they're about on station with first and third M3, but behind them, Peterhouse M2. There's nearly overlap between them and Robinson. It's got down to about a foot now on the plough reach. Robinson going to catch Peterhouse as they go past the plough with all of the spectators that are based at that pub. Little side note, head there tomorrow. You'll find me there with camera phone blasting out. But Robinson are about to catch Peterhouse. Surely there's going to be a contest soon, otherwise there's going to be a clash of oars. Robinson so much quicker than this Peterhouse boat going down the plough reach. There's going to be a concession before long, but I think Robinson are going to be made to work for this one, a bit like Emma and Christ were at the top of the division. No concession quite yet as I turn round behind me. And after Robinson, we see Wilson. So Darwin, M2, have bumped up on the 6th M2 at some point earlier on. And the Robinson have bumped Peterhouse. The Peterhouse concession has finally come. They're pulling over to the side, not plough side, the opposite side of the river to the plough, as Wilson behind me. As I look behind me, Wilson rode past. I'm going to get out of the way as the boat's coming in. Angular Ruskin, M1 on grassy corner, have bumped up on Trinity Hall, M2. So Angular Ruskin bumping Trinity Hall. And behind them, you've got Jesus
as well, who are about two boat lengths away from Hewsall M2. Now, as I look up the Plough Reach, I can't see any more boats. They have disappeared around Disson Corner in the lower divisions. The course isn't quite as long, so there were two potential bumps going onto the long reach. Possibly Emma M2 might have caught Christ M2 there, and that is the only one that we're potentially unsure of at the moment, but it looks like all the other boats are going to row over. So, I think... I'm going to go to Molly down at the start before I give a rundown of this division.
I was just going to say, before the rundown, we have got a... I've got quite a few boats who've pulled over at the corner here. So we've got Claire Hall, who I think were bumped by a very victorious-looking Maudlin, and we've got Darwin looking like they bumped it. So two rather morose-looking boats, and then a couple of very happy ones. So back to you, Jack, for the run through.
Thank you very much, Molly. So we'll go for a rundown in this division, how we can see it so far. So Emma M2, we're chasing Christ M2 at the top of the division. Just going round Ditton Corner into Long Reach, we'll get confirmed results, see if that one actually occurred. St. Cat's M2 rode over, as did Hughes Hall. They look like they're going to row over, so they're no longer on for their blades, unfortunately. Churchill M2 looked like they were good for a row over, so they're going to avoid the boot this week. Morden M2, though, they bumped Claire Hall M1, so they are still on for their blades. Lady Margaret M3 rode over, as did first and third M3 by the look of things. Peterhouse M2, they got spoons last year. They are still on their spoons this year. If you combine this year with last year, they have now been bumped 7 times in a row, Peterhouse M2, as they got bumped by Robinson M2. Fitzwilliam M2 got bumped by Darwin M2. Wolfson M2 have avoided their bump into the spoons category by rowing over today. As Anglia Ruskin M1 bumped Trinity Hall M2. Anglia Ruskin M1 didn't row in Lent last year, but they have got their bump today on Trinity Hall M2. Jesus M3 and Hughes Hall M2 at the bottom of the division look like they are rowing over. And with that, we'll head back to the studio.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.